Got it, Rex.
Hi, it's Sandy.
I'm just calling to give you a bit of an update on your car.
Yes.
Okay, so we've done the gearbox and the clutch. That's all nice and smooth. Everything dries well there. So Warwick started tuning the car, and he's noticed a little bit of an issue with it. So it looks like it may have the onset of a head gasket. So you couldn't pick that before because the clutch was slipping. So what happens when the clutch is slipping, you actually have no load on the engine. So the engine doesn't make any power. So as soon as we've gone to make some sort of power, it started to elevate the overflow bottle, the coolant level. Generally what that says is you're starting to get some combustion gases into the coolant chamber, which is the way Subarus do sort of a head gasket. So what we can do for you is instead of, you know, tuning the car and making power, we can turn the car down, but put a nice safe tune in there where it actually will drive smoother than what it did before and, you know, not have that rough idle and all that sort of thing. And we can try and get as much life out of it as we can. Obviously it's not a track car or anything like that, so you're not going to be thrashing it all the time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
So if you're just cruising around like a normal car, you know, give it a squeeze here and there, it should be all right. It's the main issue with these is only in boost. So if you're in boost, you know, foot flat, get, you know, building all the power, that's where the issue is coming from. So we can put a nice, safe, low power tune in there where the car's not going to be adding fuel and, you know, making it stall and all that sort of stuff that was doing before. Drive a lot smoother and that sort of thing, and try to get as much life as we can. Obviously we won't charge you a full tune cost for that. We'll just charge you half price. And then we'll see how the car goes long term.
Yep, no worries. In terms of future costs, how much?
To repair the head gasket?
Yeah.
Are you planning on keeping this car?
For as long as possible.
Yeah, so how many Ks on it roughly? I can't remember.
141, I think.
141? Yeah. You can do a head gasket on it. So to replace a head gasket generally is somewhere around the 6K marker. The only issue we have with doing head gaskets on stock engines is that the engines are also a little bit weak in these things. So they do a couple little different things. So obviously head gaskets is a big one on these things. But then they also break ring lands and they start doing bottom end bearings, which means knocking. Yours isn't doing any of that stuff. It's just if we do head gaskets and then it starts doing those things afterwards, you've basically wasted that $6,000 on the head gaskets. Whereas if you decided to do a new motor for it, which is over double the price, obviously, you're saving that $6,000 initial grand. So I'd probably recommend leaving it for now, see how it goes, and then see if the engine's actually healthy or not, and see if it's worth doing head gaskets on. So yeah, try to sort of milk a little bit of life out of it. And then if you still want to spend that money on it, or if you want to spend the money to put a new engine in there, then we can work it out down the track. But for now, I'd recommend just driving it and, you know, enjoying it for what it is, and then just see how much life we can actually get out of it before you're spending big amounts of money on the thing.
No worries.
Yeah, so it won't be an issue if you're cruising around as a daily car. Like, you'll probably never notice it.
How long do you reckon that will be? A couple of years, depending on how I treat it, obviously.
What's that, sorry?
How long do you reckon I've got with that?
We've seen guys driving them around like that for 3 years, 4 years. They're just cruising around and they just prolong the life. Yeah, like I was saying, the issue is only in boost. So when you're foot flat to the floor, that's when the issue starts. Yeah, exactly. So if you're cruising the thing around, like, you know, quarter throttle, half throttle, that sort of thing, you're probably never going to do any more damage to it. A little bit annoying that we've, you know, it's actually a nice car. Like, the whole thing's nice and clean. It's got a nice gearbox and it drives really smooth now. But we can't just turn the power up so you can have a bit more fun with it. What would happen if we turn the power up is it would turn very pear-shaped very quick.
We don't want that.
So you'll probably notice the car probably feels a little bit flatter when you get it back. That's us trying to, you know, get as much life as possible out of the thing. So it'll be a lot safer and a lot smoother to drive. You'll definitely notice the drivability's completely changed and, you know, the thing's smoother, not using as much fuel and not, you know, stalling and hunting at idle. It's just, you won't have as much power.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So that's all sorted anyway. I'd say you can come pick up the car tomorrow if you'd like. Warwick's still going to muck around with the tune a little bit more, so he's just rebleeding the cooling system to get all the water back in it.
Yeah.
If you want to come tomorrow afternoon, it'll be ready.
Yeah, no worries. Sounds good.
Done. Easy.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All good. Thank you.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.